In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. Today is the 29th day of the blessed month of Ba'uni. May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility. All our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. Today, we celebrate the feasts of the Annunciation and the birth and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And actually, we have this celebration 10 times a year because we do it every 29th of the Coptic month except the months of Tuba and Amshir. Because normally Tuba and Amshir come together between the Epiphany and the Resurrection, which mostly coincides the time of the Great Lent. So we don't celebrate in these 2 months only, but otherwise every 29th, even if it comes on Sunday, like today, we do not read the readings of the normal Sunday readings, but we read the readings of the 29th of Baramat, which is the Annunciation feast. And glory be to God. Amen. On this day also, the 7 ascetic saints in Tunar, Mount Tuna, were martyred. These were Basadi, Cotolas, Ardama, Moses, Issi, Parkalas, and the monk called Cotolas. The angel of the Lord that appeared to Saints Basadi and Cotolas and commanded them to confess the name of the Lord Christ. They rose up straight away to go to the governor. They met the 5 saints embarking a ship, going to the governor to also confess the Lord Christ. They all agreed together on receiving the crown of martyrdom. They went to the governor and confessed the Lord Christ. He tortured them excessively, then hung stones from their necks and shut them up in prison. The Lord appeared to them, comforted and strengthened, and promised them the kingdom. The governor then sent them to Alexandria, where they were tortured severely. They threw them into cauldrons full of sulfur and pitch, and lighted a great fire under them. Then he took them out and threw them away. The Lord sent his angel to heal them, They came back to the governor and confessed the Lord Christ before him. 130 prisons witnessed that. They confessed the Lord Christ, were martyred, and they received the crown of martyrdom. Here I want to say something. 130 prisoners confessed and they were martyred. What's their names? No one knew. No one knows what the name of the names of these 130 persons were martyred on one day. So we will be very surprised in heaven to see thousands, but maybe millions of those who confessed the word of Christ and are delighting in the kingdom of heaven. The governor intensified the torture on the 7 saints and finally cut off their heads with the sword, and they received the crown of martyrdom. May their intercession be with us. Amen. On this day also, Saints Abahur and his mother Theodora were martyred. Abahur was a soldier in the army of Antioch. He came to Alexandria and confessed the Lord Christ before his governor. He commanded that Abahur's hands be cut off that he be tied to the tail of an ox and dragged through the city. Then he was thrown into a pit filled with snakes, which did not harm him. During all the torture, he cried out to the Lord Christ, who healed and strengthened him. His mother came to see him, and she rejoiced in his strife. They told the governor about her, and he had her brought to him. He asked her to sacrifice to the idols, but when she refused, he became enraged at her and frightened her, but she was not afraid of his raging. So he commanded to put red-hot iron rods in her sides. When they did so, she rejoiced and sang hymns to venerate the Lord, for he made her worthy to suffer for his holy name. Later on, she delivered up her soul and received the crown of martyrdom. As for Saint Abahur, they placed him in a cauldron and boiling oil and tar. And he praised God until he delivered up his soul and received the crown of martyrdom. His brother Abishai was martyred on the first day of Nasi. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.